Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Yates. We have the last little section here of the first parak of Beitza, and moving on to the second parak topic, as we will get to. So we've been discussing the last couple of Mishnayos about what type of presents one's allowed to send on Yontif to their friend. We spoke about food types. We spoke about clothing. We spoke last Mishnah about jewelry. There could be a limitation on jewelry. Maybe there's even a limitation on wearing jewelry. Are you gozer mishum Shabbos? Yontif mishum Shabbos. We know in Shabbos there are some cases of limitations because gzera, one might come to wear them outside and show. Remember Shofa, they might show their friend the discussions in Maseches Shabbos. Again, most of that is not quoted lahalacha b'zman hazeh, any type of limitations. It could be because then there was the reason was built in. Again, most of the time, as we know, afal pi shebat lahatam lo bat lahagzera. Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din still applies. Maybe there are other reasons that we don't know of. Maybe we don't have the authority to undo it. That's the sugya of Dabar Sheva Minyan, which actually comes up in here in the first parak of Beitza. Dabar Sheva Minyan, Tzorach Minyan Acher Lahatiro, or Tzorach Minyan Acher Lahatiro. But sometimes there are built-in reasons so that once the reason is no longer, then the din would be no longer, like the sugya of Mayim Geluyim, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Mayim Geluyim, if you live at one and lives in a place without any snakes, you're not worried about the venoms, the maker of din mayim geluyim would be mutter. That's what Tosva says in the first parak of Maseches Beitza, that it was, even originally, it was limited to the places where there are snakes. This could also be part of it in terms of the jewelry lemaisa. Okay, let's just finish this section. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedun, the whole discussion where we're up to, last couple of lines, Ad Kedun betachshit and shalzav. Our whole discussion is only talking about gold and jewelry, where there is a chash that one might show because it's so expensive and so nice. Rabbi Chaim Kadievsky, Dilma shalfa umachavya umetaltal dalamitz b'rishas arabim. Right, you're worried, like the sixth parak in Maseches Shabbos. Right, v'afilu tachshit and shalkasev. What about silver? What about silver, which is not as expensive? Are we nervous about that? So Gemara says, Amrin b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Usser. Some say that Rabbi Yirmiyah said Usser. The Amrin b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah Mutter. And others say that Rabbi Yirmiyah said Mutter. So what did Rabbi Yirmiyah say? Mutter or Usser? Ksubis. Amar Rabbi Chizkia, Ano Yada Rosh HaVesofa. Chizkia says, well, I know the whole story. Rosh HaVesofa. I knew the beginning of the story and the end of the story. Why does some say Rabbi Yirmiyah says Mutter? And some say Rabbi Yirmiyah says a usher. Talyan dekikin have misravian bedarti Rabbi Yirmiyah. There was some young folk that were living, right, the Karbonei, the Na'aros Ketanos. There were some young ladies that lived in his neighborhood, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah, and they used to wear this silver jewelry. And Asa Shalor Reb Zeira. So how do you get two misaras? Is that what he said? So he came to Reb Zeira to ask what the halach is about this. Amalei, lo tesar v'lo tishri. So Reb Zeira answered him, well, don't asar and don't matir. So what does that mean? Don't asar and don't matir. So the Pnei Moshe says, well, he was misupik. And that's why he gave off impressions sometimes that it was asar, sometimes it was mutter. He didn't really say anything. So I guess depending what the questioner was, that's the Pnei Moshe. However, Reb Yirmiyah, he misupik bedavar, l'fichach, yeshi vino mina sha'asar, yeshi vino sha'itir. Some thought this way, and some saw that way. That's why it wasn't clear. If you look at the Karbon Eda doesn't have that shot. He says he didn't say anything. Why? Really, it was usher. Really, it was usher. But he knew that they wouldn't listen. They're not going to wear their silver jewelry, so he knew they wouldn't listen. So that's the sugya, also quoted in the Bavli, based on Daf Lamed, Mutav Shiei Shogegin. Right? There's a mitzvah of tochacha, but if I know that the person's not going to listen, then there is no mitzvah of tochacha. Like the Gemara says, "Kishem she mitzvah lomar davar hanishma, mitzvah shalom lomar davar sheino nishma." The mitzvah would be to say something that will be listened to, but if I know it'll definitely fall on deaf ears, so then it is not supposed to be said, and that's why there was also different impressions. Really, it was usher, but he didn't say it because he didn't want them to take that the wrong way, and then know about it, and it'll be worse. But the Rosh, this sugya, comes up also. They just admit based on the Lamed in the Bible, in a different context, not in this context, but the Gemara there also says a certain type of behavior on Yontif. Nash Hani Nashi, the Shaklin Chitzvayu, Va'azlan V'yasan Apumet Mavua. Right, there are those women that sit on the edge, take their water bottles, and they sit on the edge of the Mavui. So that right in front of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But lo, I'm reading Lehu v'lo Midi, and the Rabbanan don't say anything, even though, you know, they violated Nisa Rabbanan because they're sitting right there on the edge. Hanach lam liYisrael, mutav sheyishogin v'alyimazidin. Right? That's the Gemara in Beitza also. So the Rosh on that Gemara, the beginning of the fourth parak, says, Hanach lam liYisrael, mutav sheyishogin, v'hani mili, b'mili diyadinan b'vadai delo makabli minan. When does this principle apply? If you know for sure, they're not going to listen. I will bemidi delo yadinan. But if I'm not sure, there's a chance that the people will listen to this tochacha. Mechayv and limchos biyadam. Then I have a chiyuv. Number one, says the Rush. Only if I know for sure they're not going to listen. Number two, v'hani mili b'derabanan. And then he has two deis. Right? What about, is this only by anisa derabanan? That's the context of the Gemara there in Beitza. But as long as daraisa, what if I know they're not going to listen? Is there a din of just registering a mecha'a? Even if if it's just mitzah, they're not going to listen to the show, it should make a difference whether it's a darabana or daraisa. Maybe it'll even be worse if it's a daraisa. But if the idea of tochacha is also mitzah, the person registering a tochacha, so maybe it'll make a difference. So he has two deis. Vani mi libi darabanan, avo daraisa lo. Velohi, loshna daraisa, loshna darabanan, lo arminan lu velo midi. Right? Even if it's a daraisa, still we don't say anything. But then he says, Kasa bal ha'itur, dafka b'midi da'asi midrasha. When do we say that you don't say anything? If there's something that's learned out from Midrasha's Chazal, could go in Tosefes inui d'yom ha'kipurim. Aval b'midi d'ksiva ba'oraisa behedya, if it's a beferish pasuk in Chumash, then machinan luhu uva ba'anshinan luhu ad deparshi. Then you say something. And this is all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Kippur. That's the context where that Gemara came from. In Beitza, the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch, Gemara says here in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Tav, Kuf, Tav Reish Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Nashim She'ochlos V'shozazar Shechashecha, that's the sugya there. Women who eat until the last second before Yom Kippur. V'hein, which I think one of the Achronim, maybe the Ksav Sofer, brings this Gemara as a raya, that women are obligated in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. That's a discussion. Women are definitely obligated in the Isser of the Inu, mitzvah of Inu of Yom Kippur. What about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? That's a discussion in the Achronim. So one quotes this Gemara. The women wouldn't be eating all the way so late if it wasn't a mitzvah. So that's the context of the Shulchan Aruch. If they're eating so late until they're taking away from Tosefes Yantif, Einan Yodo, Shemitzvah Lozov V'chol HaKodesh, Ein Memachin B'yadon, Kedei Shelo Yavo Lasos Bizadon. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Don't say anything, Rama. V'hu adim b'chol dvar iser, by any dvar iser, amrina, mutav sheyishogin v'al yimazidin. If you know somebody's not going to listen, so then better not to tell them. But then the Rama quotes what the Bala Iter says, that the Rosh quoted, v'davka she'ina mufurish b'Torah. This is only if it's not explicit, af al bishu daraisa, aval mufurish b'Torah, mochin b'yadam. But if it's mefurish, then you have to be mocha anyway. Vim yodeya she'in dvarav nishmayim, lo yomar barabim, lo chichem rak pamachas. Once, lo yomar b'tochachos, mechas yodeya shelo yishmu elaf. So that's all the carbon edus shot of this Gemara. That what was the case, lo tesav, lo tishri. Not that he wasn't sure. But it was usur, but he knew they weren't listen, so mutav shehei shogin. It wasn't acceptable to say that Rabbi Yirmiyah just said two different things. Two different mesoras about what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Right? We've mentioned this Rashi in the past. If it's a machlokas, the Rabbi might have said one thing one time and another thing the other time in a different shir, then you could understand that there's two different opinions. Maybe the Rabbi changed his mind. But if it's a machlokas, let's say he only said it once, machlokas about what he said, says Rashi, that's a limit of elu ve'elu. I can only say elu ve'elu if it's two different events. If the Rabbi said one thing and either said mutar or asr, and I just, you know, there's a machlokas about what the Rabbi said, so harder to say Eilu ve'Eilu Divri Elokim Chayim there. That's the Rashi in Ksubis Daf Nun Zayin that we haven't mentioned in a long time. I'll just mention it now. Again, a limitation of Eilu ve'Eilu. T'chi pliki tre'a li b'tachad ma'ar mar hachi amar ploni umar mar hachi amar ploni chad minayam m'shaker. If it's a machlok about what somebody said, so that's a problem. Somebody got it right and somebody didn't get it right. Aval ki pligi trea moroi bedino beisr veheter. But if two rabbis argue about isr veheter, kol chad amar hachi mistaver tameh, each one of them says, I think this is the right svara. It's machlokas. Machlok about anything in the Gemara. Ein kan sheker. There's no sheker there. Kol chad v'chad, svara didei kamar. Each one saying his own svara. Mar yoav taima lehetero, mar yoav taima lehisura. One saying tzad lehetero, one saying tzad lehisur. Mar medami milsa le milsa, hachi. Umar medami lebin yon achrina. Vigla meymar, elu ve'elu devri lekim chayim heim. So that, you can say elu ve'elu. Says Rashi, zim neshach haitaima, v'zim neshach haitaima. Shahatam mishapech lefi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. Because sometimes you can look at things differently. Very important, Rashi. Subis nuzayim and aleph, but that's a limitation on elu ve'elu. You can't be that one person said the same, two different things at the same time. So that's related to our Rabbi Yirmiyah here that was quoted as saying two different things, but they said because it was, he didn't ever said anything. That's why it was up for interpretation. Gadol parak beis shenol do. We get into the second parak. So we know the second parak, the beginning of the second parak at least, is all about the sugya of Eruv Tavshilin. Eruv Tavshilin, as we know, the different types of Eruv. Eruv Chatzeros, Eruv Tumin, those were both in Mesechas Eruvin. Eruv Tavshilin is here in the beginning of the second parak of Beitza, a bracha you can only make on a Wednesday or a Thursday for Eruv Tavshilin, right? The bracha is really the same bracha of Al Mitzvahs Eruv, so really you can make that on Friday too, but the idea of an Eruv Tavshilin, the halachic mechanism of allowing one to cook on Yontif in order to prepare for Shabbos, right, when Yontif is on a Friday, or in Chutzlah, where it's Thursday, Friday, so then we designate something already before Yontif, so it's as if we started to cook on before Yontif for Shabbos, so then on Yontif, even if you want to say it's not appropriate to start to cook for Yontif on Yontif for Shabbos, but it's kilu we already started, so we're just being mamshich the cooking, so it's not a bizayin of the Yontif. So the Gemara is going to say, and the Bavli also says, there's a little bit of kavod Shabbos here, right? You want to make sure that you have food for Shabbos. That's why you're ready to start cooking for Shabbos even before Yontif. It's a little kavod Shabbos and there's a little kavod Yontif, so you don't start cooking on Yontif for a different day. Even though Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha than Yontif. But in order to guard Yontif, also, one will start before. Right? The Rambam in the Hilchos Yontif, in Perek Vav, discusses this. Yontif Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. Again, this is just background for what we're going to see. Yontif Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. Ein Ofinu Mavashlin B'Yontif. Mashu Ochal Amachav Shabbos. Right? When Yontif falls out on Friday, you can't cook or bake on Yontif for Shabbos. What do you mean? You can't. What do you mean? You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. How are you going to get food? So there's a way. This is Zemi Divrei Sofrim. The Rambam Paskins, as we'll see, cooking from Yontif to Shabbos is an Isser Derabanan. Isser Derabanan, even without the Erev Tavshilin. As we'll see in the journal later on today's daf. How can you say it's an Isser Daraisa and Erev Tavshilin, you know, allows you to violate an Isser Daraisa? No. So Pashas is an Isser Derabanan. This is Zemi Divrei Sofrim. Kedei Shelo Yovel Levashel Miyontif Lachol. From Yontif to weekday, that might be Daraisa. But Yontif to Shabbos is not. But if you allow you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, you might cook from Yontif to Chol. And therefore, Chazal asserted it. You can't cook even from Yontif to Shabbos. Kedei shelo yavo levashel miyontif lechol. Shakal v'chomer hu. L'shabbos ein amavashel koshing in lechol. So if you can't cook to Shabbos, then obviously you know you can't cook to Chol. L'fichach. Im asa tafshel me'erev Yontif. She'iso mechalav. So if you already designated, started before Yontif, cooking something that you're going to save for Shabbos, so you're allowed to rely on that. Umevashel va'ofeb yontif l'Shabbos. Areza mutter. V'tavshel zesha somech alav huanikra eruve tavshilin. Right, this tavshel that we're relying on, that we're connected to, is called eruv, the mixing. Well, I'm already giving it away. Eruve tavshilin. What does eruve tavshilin mean? What does that word eruv come from? V'lam anikra shmo eruv. So the Rambam says, and the Ravid argues, Shekashem Sheha Erev Sheosin Bachatzeros Ubimavos, Erev Shabbos. Just like we learned elsewhere in Erevin, by Erev Chatzeros, which allows you to cook, walk in a field. Erev Mavos, right? The Shita Mavos. Mishum Heker. Just like that is Mishum Heker. Kedei Shelo Yal Al Daitam. Shemutal Hotim Mirshusl Mirshus B'Shabbos. Just like that's Mishum Heker, Kavish Shabbos. Right, we do this so we don't carry out on Shabbos. Kach zeh atavshil mishum heker vizikaron kedei shelo yedamu v'yachashu shemutu lefos miyantif mashino necho babayom. Right, it's called Erev Tavshil and it's connecting to the other Erevs. Right, just like the other Erevs are a heker so that it protects Shabbos. So too, this is an Erev that protects Shabbos. Lefichach nikra tavshil zeh Eruve Tavshilin. Right, that's why it's called Eruve Tavshilin, the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, hatam zeh Linna Arim. The Ravid never minces words, right? The Tam Zel Na'arim. Maybe it's a reason for the kids. Tam Zel Na'arim. Ki hu Omer, ki hu Shaul me'erube chatzeros. Ravid says it's borrowed from there. Klomar zemishem hecker hu v'zemishem hecker hu. Ma zeshmo erev avzeshmo erev. Right? What does the Rambam sound like? That we call it Erev because it's doing the same function as the other Erev. And just like Erev Chatzeros has a certain purpose, so do we here. Says the Ravid Ve'enokain. No. The Erev here means mixing. Mixing. Shehu ma'arev tzarche Shabbos al tzarche yantif la'asosam yachad. Erev is from the mixing when you're preparing. Before yantif, you're also preparing for Shabbos. Right? You're mixing the two preparations together. And that's why it's called Erev. You're mixing the foods, not mixing the Erevs of Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen and Erev Shittim Avos and Erev Tavshilin. Okay, it's the same bracha, al mitzvahs Erev. But that is the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantif. Okay, so let's get into the Perek. Says the Mishnah, Yantif Shechal Yis Erev Shabbos, when Yantif falls out on Friday, Erev Shabbos, lo yivashel betchila miyantif l'Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook from Yantif, you're not allowed to start cooking betchila from Yantif to Shabbos. Look at the first Karban Eida. This is quoting from Rashi. Lihios tchilas bishulo v'ikaro l'shum Shabbos. It's not appropriate to have your beginning of your cooking l'shem Shabbos on Yantif. Ela l'shum Yantif yehe tchilas bishulo. U'mashem moser yehe l'shabbos. Right? We didn't get to the Erev Tavshilin yet, but he's just saying the what's moser. We didn't get to the strategy tikkun yet. But you can't cook from Yantif to Shabbos. You could cook for Yantif on Yantif. And whatever's left over, you could have for Shabbos. Avo mavashu l'yantif im hoser hosel Shabbos. But you're allowed to cook for Yantif, obviously, ochel nefesh. Whatever's left over, you could eat the next day. The oseb, and now we get to the tikkun. The oseb tafshel may erev Yantif v'somech alav l'Shabbos. But I could cook something already from erev Yantif, karban eida, l'shem eruve tafshilin, right, for an erev Tavshilin, and I have a miyachedit for Shabbos, and so mechalav l'Shabbos beishamay omrim shnei tavshilin, two cooked items. Beishamay says you need two. Beisila omrim tavshil echad, one. All you need is one. Umodim bedag ubeitza shalav. If somebody has a fish and they used to smear like some type of eggs on the fish when you roast it, shein shnei tavshilin. That's considered two. According to Beishamay, that would be good enough. With the dog and the eggs on it. Achlu osha avad. What happens if before you started cooking for Shabbos on Yantif, the Erev Tavshilin is no longer? But it was eaten, it was lost. So then it's as if you didn't do it. Right? It didn't pass the time threshold. Right? Just like by the Erev, by Erev Tchumen, Erev Chatzeros, or something gets lost before Shabbos starts. It's as if it's not there. So here, achlu osha avad, lo yavash ala betchila. So then it's, no, you cannot cook betchila, even if you designated it before Yantif, it's not there, it's not there. Right? It's not a din in just the gavra that's, I did something. If it's lost before and it's lost beforehand. So I have to figure out it to get another one. Shir, heimenu, kol shehu, somech al v'shabbos. But as long as a little bit is left over, right? Even if I'm supposed to leave over l'chadchila more, but as long as a little bit is left over, l'tzorach Shabbos, so then that is, okay, right, that the Rav Chaim Gadievsky quotes from the Bavli, even though it says Erev Bo Yishir Kizayis, but if there's a little bit left, so then or even more, at least even if it designated more, as long as there is a Kizayis left over, that is good enough. But if it's less than a Kizayis, okay, that's not for now. Period. Yatav Shchal Yaz Erev Shabbos V'chulu. So our Mishnah Ksiv. So we're about to quote a Pasuk. The Mefarshim point out that this Pasuk is not that it's a Din Daraisa. Erev Tavshilin is not a din d'araisa, it's a din d'rabanan, but it's a merumas in this pasuk. Merumas in this pasuk in Bishalach. Yadav shechal yos bishah by the mon. Ksiv, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klal Yisrael? Eis asher tofu ofu, ve'eis asher tefashelu bashelu. Right, whatever you're going to cook and bake, do it today. Do it today. That's the pasuk part of the mon, right? The mon's not going to fall tomorrow, so prepare everything today. Which is also interesting. What do you mean prepare? Didn't the mon like taste like everything you wanted it to taste like anyway? According to Chazal, you don't have to prepare anything. It's all done. Okay. But so the Pasuk though says this, the question, or that the Gemara also mentions, and that is, but we already knew about Shabbos. They already discussed Shabbos, we already commanded Shabbos in Maras. This whole Pasuk is extra. So we darshan that this Pasuk is being merames to the Katz Be'er Tavshilin. Eser Sher Tofu. If you have already baked, then you could bake more. If you've already cooked, you could cook more. It's being merames to a case of Yontif on Erev Shabbos, that you could only add on to what you already have done. Again, it's not the Pashup shot of the Pasuk, but that's the remes. See the Karban Eida in the second shot, Lishna Achrina, Dakfar Omar Lam Mitzvah Shabbos. He already told them about the Mitzvah Shabbos, Vihis Hir Al Hamalacha, Lamalei, and he already told them, Lamalei Lamehadar Ulahas Hiram Al Afiyav Abishal. Why is he again telling them about cooking? Right, appears in your ikar besukin. Right, that's what it sounds like. And therefore, the whole thing is extra. So therefore, you darshan this pasuk as a remez to Erev Tavshilin. Period. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ofin al ha'afui, umevashan al ha'mavushal. Rabbi Eliezer says it's very, organized. You want to bake on Yantif? You gotta bake, you want to bake on Yantif for Shabbos? You gotta have a baked good from before Yantif. You want to cook? You gotta have something cooked. Cooking is for cooking and baking is for baking. No, cooking is with, moisture, is with liquid in halacha. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Ofen b'vashon al mavushal. Yeshua says, no. If you cook something, that covers everything. That covers everything. Ofen b'vashon al hamavushal. Right? That's, you don't need a baked good also. My time is Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say the two? You need afia and bishal. Because the pasuk says, asher sher tofu ofen v'asher t'vashel b'shelu. That's two different tzivuyim. Again, in the remes. My time is Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say it's all one is good enough cooking? Es asher tofu, es asher tavashlu, bashelu. You read it all as one clause, and therefore that is all one is going to need. What are we paskin? Machlokes tanoim. Machlokes rishonim. Machlokes, you're looking here on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, here in Beitza. It's Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Machlokes, who we paskin like in terms of how many. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. De la afia tzarach la'ariv gam bepas. Venu yachol lafos al erif tavshil. Right, echad. So base Rabbeinu Tam, pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer. Right, de ha'kaim alank Rabbi Eliezer. De amar eino fin ala afo even vashal amabushal. Bitikam maisi stam at the Gemara kavasei. Because he quotes, there's a stam at the Gemara that was like him. I vat kamri beish hillel lo'il. Menich adam erif tavshil echad. Vozel called tzarcho. Koyim at the kamri beishami. It's just referring to what beishami says. But really, Rabbeinu Tam says, l'chumra, we pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer. And then later on, Tosfos says, "Lo nehira Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak." No, Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak says, "No, cooked item covers everything." Chada de mikol hani mashar de lo tzorach el tavshel echad l'chol davar. The pashup shot of many sugyas, bein laefos bein lavashel, and amasha maybe ashas l'elder Rabbi Elazar la mishum dehilchza kavase el asmachto biyalma ma'isi al erev tavshilin v'chulu. And then he says, "Mikol makom." At the end, lo malaani libi la'avar al divrei dodi. The Ri is the nephew of Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Ri is the, another right there. Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson. So there's, the Ri is the next generation down. V'omeri lo mala'ani libi alavar al divrei dodi. V'tzorach shnei tavshilin pas v'tavshel v'chein amadbar. Says, even though this is the Ri, he's, one of the Bali Tosfos, I'm not arguing on my uncle Rabbeinu Tam. So two. What do we paskin? L'chadchila two, but the other one? Yeah, we paskin. Everything you want to know about Erev Tavshilin is in one siman in Shulchan Aruch. The end of Chelek Hey of the Mishnah Berurah. Tav, Kuf, Chav, Zayin. That's the halacha, the siman about Erev Tavshilin. The Shulchan Aruch there says in Siv Beis, Erev Zeh Osin Oso, Pas V'Tavshil. Right, Lechad Chila, that's what we do. Right, the Baragola, Tur, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. V'im Lo Aso Elo, Mitavshil, Levad, Mutter. We paskin like Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbi Elazar Lechad Chila, and Rabbi Yeshua Bidi Evid, if you only did one. Right, the Mishnah Berurah, to make her a din, Ein Sorach Elo, B'Tavshil, Levad, Umani bein lapas bein latavshel shkintas rov aposkim el shenagul kedas aposkim hamachmirim lehatzrich pas v'tavshel v'lachem b'dievin mutter v'im ein sorach lefos b'yantav rak levashel. If you're not baking anything, you're only cooking afachad chilas agi b'tavshel l'chul l'chul yamav. Right, you don't plan to bake anything. Right, all your baked goods are from the bakery, and you're just cooking. Then you would only need mevashel. I would say the minhag olam is to still do. We don't think about exactly what we're going to do. We have two things. We have a baked good and a cooked good, right? That's where you put it out. And the shear, as we'll get to, the shear is a kezias. Shear is a kezias. Mr. Burr quotes Bishum, Hidr mitzvah. Yikach lechem shalem, right? Armin is going to take a whole, lechem. V'chatichas basar odagim, chashuva. You take a matzah and you take a piece of fish. You take a piece of chicken. Some other cooked item, but again, that's lechad chila, like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Eliezer, b'di'evet, like Rabbi Yeshua. Good. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer the Amora, right? The Pnei Moshe, the Amora, Rabbi Eliezer Amora, not the one that we were just talking about. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer Amora, Rabbi Eliezer Asya. This whole discussion, what did we just say? That there's a remez in the pasuk. The whole pasuk is extra because you already knew about Shabbos. So this pasuk is a remez to Erev Tavshilin. That works if Shabbos was already told to us. Asya command to Amar ben Mara in Naha Shabbos. If you say that Shabbos was already given in Mara, right, so then fine. This pasuk is later and you know it's extra. Bram command to Amar ba'alush nitna ha-Shabbos. But if you say alush was in a priest in Mizbar Tzin, right, if you say it was only given in Mara, I'm sorry, in alush, omdim ba'alush mazir ba'alush. Now this is the pasuk teaching Shabbos. So then you wouldn't have a pasuk that's extra to teach me to be merames to Erev Tavshilin, and therefore, it wouldn't be a remez. Then you say it's purely a din derabanan without a remez in the pasuk. Period. There is a discussion we had to share about this year, a couple of years ago. We know that Bnei Yisrael received, according to at least one opinion here, Bnei Yisrael received the mitzvah of Shabbos in Mara. Were we Jewish in Mara? Were we Jewish in Mara? It was before Maamad Har Sinai. That's a question we've discussed and the Achronim discussed. The Rishonim aren't bothered by this. Right? But the Achronim are discussed, oh, if they're not Jewish yet, then how could they keep Shabbos? Right? A non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Right? One of the two mitzvahs that a non-Jew is not allowed to do, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Rambam puts them together. There's Sanhedrin, Nunches, Nuntes, Reish Lakish, Nachrisha Shabbos Chayev Misa, Shtemar Yom Balaila Lo Yishbosu. Right? And the, any day of the week you can't keep as a Shabbos. And the Rambam puts together keeping Shabbos and learning Torah, even though the Gemara doesn't put them together. The Rambam puts them together. He feels that conceptually they're the same idea. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Tes of Hilchos Malachim. Akam she'asak b'torah chayev misa, lo yasok el b'shev misa shalom bovad. V'chein akam she'shavas, afilo b'yom yom osachol, right, even on a different day, he's not allowed to. Klal shel davar, in manichan osan l'chadesh das, v'lasos mitzvos l'atzma midaitan. Right, what's the rule? You can't make up your own religion. The Rambam feels that Shabbos and Torah are so definitional that if the non-Jew does them, it's like a new religion. We don't go and missionize. He wants to be a non-Jew? Be a non-Jew. It's wonderful. Fine. Be a non-Jew. There's no chiyuv to become Jewish. Maybe other religions believe that, but we don't. El yamud b'taraso. You could be a ger tzedek in full or stay. So that's what the question is, right? All these cases, how is it that Bnei Yisrael kept Torah? So all the Achronim come up with lumdis. Somehow they violated if they were Jewish, so then they kept the Torah, and if they weren't Jewish, that they violated. Maybe they did a malacha l'shem because they didn't want to be a goy shavas. So it's a malacha shesuich l'gufa, right? Which is aser d'rabanan. And it's only for Jews. Or others say it was Shnayim, the Rabbi Yosef Engel says it was Shnayim Shesa'uhu. Or the Maharam Shik says they wore tzitzis in Rishus HaRabim. Right? So for a Jew, tzitzis is a mitzvah. Therefore it's a malbush and therefore it's not a violation. But for a goy, no mitzvah of tzitzis, so it's extra. It's a masa. And therefore they're violating. Okay. The most simple answer, what the quote Peshim Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas is, even though they might not have been Jewish yet, they weren't non-Jews. Right? Somewhere in the middle, there's a big sugya of Bnei Noach. Right? What the Avos were. Were they super Bnei Noach? Were they pre-Jewish? There was something in the middle. And whatever they were in the middle, there was no Isser of Shabbos. Hashem told them to keep Shabbos. Right? So you're going to tell me, how did they keep Shabbos? Hashem told them. Right? So obviously they were something other than just a regular Ben Noach. However, one formulates it, we know the Parshas Drachim, the Mishnah Melech has a whole sefer regarding this topic. Reb Chaim and the Grach HaLashah, Simon Tuf Lamed Vav. He calls them Muchach, de Bechefza hayu aleim Shem Yisrael, elo de Bedin hayu din Ben Noach. Okay, you gotta work out that formulation, but that's somewhere in the middle. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Isachami, Dvar Torah hu Aser, Ve'erif Tavshilim Matirin. Is it an Issa Daraisa to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? If it is, how does an Erev Tavshilin help you? Erev Tavshilin is going to be matter you to do an Issa Daraisa? Somewhere says no. Amar Rabbi Yevo, B'din Hayashi, Ofen Umbashim, Yontif to Shabbos. On a Torah level, you could cook from Yontif to Shabbos. You go and up in Kedusha. It's not a Bizayan. On a Torah level. But Im Omer At Kain, but if you allow cooking from Yontif to Shabbos, Afu Ofen Umbashim, Yontif to Chol, you'll end up cooking from Yontif to weekday, which is possibly in Issa da'araisa, right? The Karban Adir says, quotes in Issa da'araisa, based on the pasuk In b'shalach v'chinas asher yaviyu. It's called hachana d'rabba. So that's Yantav to Shabbos without an Eruv, because you might come to cook from Yantav to Chol. So the Gemara says, Isa Chami, what about the following? Come and see. That's Isa Chami is like Isa Tashma in the Bavli. Matzina said, me this Yantav to Shabbos, me ofen, me bashma Yantav to Shabbos. Right? The Braisa says, you're allowed to make your beds from Yantav to Shabbos, but you can't cook from Yantav to Shabbos without an Eruv Tavshilin. So why is making your beds okay with an Eruv Tavshilin and not melacha and not baking? So the Gemara says, there's a big difference. Amar Rabbi Ila, love matzina miyantav l'shabbos, shekin matzina zabi dis miyantav leila l'shabbos l'shabbos. Making a bed is not a melacha. You could do that from Friday night to Shabbos morning. So you see, it's not a significant act. So doing that from miyantav to Shabbos also okay without an Eruv. V'yofu yavashlo miyantav l'shabbos, but baking or cooking, einovan yavashlo miyantav leila l'shabbos l'shabbos. You can't cook from on Shabbos for Shabbos. So you see, that's a more significant act, and that's why that would be needed in Erev Tavshilin and not others. There is discussions, maybe we'll talk about it, about, let's say I'm not, discussion in the postgame. What if I'm not planning to cook at all? I'm in a hotel for Yantif. I'm not planning to do any type of cooking. Do I need an Erev Tavshilin? Why am I going to, I'm not going to do any malacha. What about Halakas Neiris? Does that need an Erev Tavshilin? When you're going to light candles on Yantif for Shabbos, does that need Nerev Tavshilin? Because that's a malacha, and that's what's done. So again, that's a discussion. Hopefully we'll touch on that. Okay, we'll stop here.